quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. Tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting you on top of broadcasting to you on top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. And this episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Catsey, Coquitlam, and Stolla First Nations. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their leadership and stewardship. My name is Leslie, and it is yet another week. We are now into November. How wild is that? And this November, I feel like this fall has been quite chilly, like suddenly shockingly cold. I don't hate it. I like cold weather. Not a huge fan of the warmth weather, as you may know. So I'm not feeling too horrible about that. But I hope you are doing okay. Keeping warm where you can, eating some hot soup if you're able to. It is indeed soup season. Today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, how do I say this? In addition to it being like fall soup season and such, it is also a new season of Produce 101 Japan. If you are not familiar with what Produce 101 is, it is this horrible reality competition show, which I have discussed to some degree already on this program before. You get 101 desperate young people trying to make it big to become idols. They enter into a competition where they have to face off in these like performance challenges and have to show their like growth in their performance skills. But then most of it is really just a contest of popularity, because the people who watch it are prompted to vote every week for their top 11. The people with the most votes, the 11 people with the most votes at the end of the program debut, and they become a pop group. And this year, Japan's Produce 101 season has decided to shift gears from it being to all men to all girls. And you know, I love a good girl group. And therefore, I'm going to be talking about that today. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later. But I'm going to be talking about that today. Today's playlist as well, I would say it's just like mostly new music. We got plenty of CanCon, obviously, as usual, on the program. We got some Queen of Jeans as well coming up later on. We've got some Bashar Murad. And then we're going to end it off with a classic, an oldie, just because today's episode is going to be about Produce 101. So get into it. Here's the first track. This is newest from Sajal. You know I love a violin on the show. Fulfillment of their debut EP, Prologue.
earth meaning, just like the sky meaning, was fulfilled. The earth meaning, just like the sky meaning, was fulfilled.
Queen of Jeans, that was Karaoke. Before that, you heard Tilly La Rose, Lou Adrian Cassidy, and Ariana Roy with Le Roy, Le Rose et Le Loup. I'm very good at French, and my name is Leslie. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Today I'm talking about Produce 101 Japan season, or Japan Girls season. Okay, let me break it down for you. I've been watching this show, all right? I didn't want to, but I've been watching the show. And I was just thinking, okay, fine, you know what? If I am going to make a Typically Tuesdays program this week, may as well do something current. And then I realized, as you were listening to the music just now, I realized that this very well may be the most unhinged episode of Typically Tuesdays that will ever air, that has ever aired, in the 200 plus hours of Typically Tuesdays history that has aired on 90.1 FM. This may be the most unhinged hour, because Produce 101 is not necessarily a franchise that I enjoy watching. I mean, I watch it and I have a fun time watching it, but every single time... Okay, here's what it is. I've only really like female idols, not a huge fan of male idols. So every single time a new female idol season of a Produce 101 franchise begins airing, I know to stay away. These episodes are 2.5+ hours long. There's endless bonus content. You have to be you have to basically carve out an entire chunk of a day sometimes in your week to sit down, watch the program, and to process what is happening, because there's so much happening all at once. It is a time-consuming program, and it is emotionally draining and vampiric in many ways. However... Oh, and also, so that's why, like, every season, when there's a girl season, I'm like, I'm not watching this. No, I'm not doing this to myself. The first 3 weeks when these shows start airing, I'm pretty okay. Like, I know that it's happening, and I, like, actively try to look away. But then, something within me is like, I better check out that theme song, just in case. Probably because everybody else is checking it out. And then I check it out and I'm like, I don't really like this theme song. Usually I don't. And then it becomes an earworm. And then the algorithm thinks that I want to watch the show. So it keeps pushing me videos that have to do with this program. And obviously I'm going to get a little bit curious. You know, by week 3, they're doing like their first like performance challenge. And so they're doing covers of kind of like old or trending or popular idol songs. I'm like, oh, I gotta know, like, how are they gonna cover Save Hukumanikin? I want to see how they cover How You Like That. I want to see how they cover Hype Boy, etc. And then I end up watching the program, and suddenly 3 episodes have aired. I have watched every single episode. I have spent 9 hours of my day sitting down and consuming this content. And now I have a top 11. I have a fantasy top 11. It is not how I want to be spending my free time. And yet it is how I spend my free time. And I just need to air it out just a little bit. So you'll forgive me if this episode of TT becomes the most unhinged hour of TT ever. Let's get into it with some more music. Like a total 180 from Produce 101. This is new music from Umbigazi and Peter Dreams. Here's Back At Me. Get into it. Back. back to Typically Tuesdays. Hope you enjoyed that small song. That was Fan Club Wallet with Nothing Into Something off of the album Small Songs Volume 1. Before that, you heard newest from J. Lee Wolf, God is an Endless Mirror. My name is Leslie. I'm talking about Produce 101 Japan Girls Season. Last I left off, I was telling you about the deep dilemma that I harbor watching this program. Because I don't want to watch it. It's really time consuming. It takes a lot of like emotional investment. And I don't like doing all that. And you know, I've always really liked idols, particularly female idols. So I hyperfixate on this kind of thing really easy. But oh my goodness. And to say that this was a good season, like to say whether or not this was a good season or it is a good season so far, it's all right, as are most seasons of Produce 101. You know, there are a lot of things that I can't help like but to compare the season with, like, for example, when I watched Produce 48 in 2018, wow, many years ago, when I was watching Produce 48 in 2018, one of the highlights of the program was watching one of the contestants, Nakuyabuki, like, rise to the top. She was, like, really underestimated. She did not perform well in her initial evaluation, and she landed in, like, the lowest ranking class. Then all of a sudden, she shot up super high. She got into A class, and then she like killed it in her first performance challenge, and that was super exciting to watch. This season, it's okay so far. It's fine. It's fine. Sometimes you just gotta watch in hopes that something amazing will happen. One of the other things that I don't really love about watching Produce 101 is the fact that I become, like, essentially two types of people when I watch this program. Number one, I essentially become, like, a straight man watching, like, organized sports. Like, sports league. I don't know what they're called. They're, like, sports. Like, you know, football or, like, that type of thing. The more favorable of the Leslie watching Produce 101 personas that I have is Michelle Visage. I become Michelle Visage of RuPaul's Drag Race judges panel fame, and I am critiquing everybody as though I am Michelle Visage. Because, listen, essentially I am myself, Michelle Visage. Like, I was never an idol, but I have enjoyed idols my entire life. I know what makes a good idol show. Michelle Visage, not exactly a drag queen, but she has been in the drag adjacent scene for many, many, many years. Therefore, she is a good judge of character on who should become America's next drag superstar. And me, I think that I am Michelle Visage. When I watch this program and I'm like, does Sakurai Miyu, does she deserve to be in the top 11? I really have to ask myself that. We're gonna do more music. This episode is just so unhinged. Oh my god. And Choi. Here is music by Pool Blood. Really have been enjoying her album this year. Her album called Mole. This is Twinkie. Get into it.